This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. A lot of people are trying to throw the book at Facebook because of its initial public offering. When Facebook held its IPO on May 18, it offered 421 million shares at $38 a share, valuing the company at more than $16 billion. The very next day, Reuters reported that the week before the IPO, Facebook had lowered its earnings estimates, and three investment banks had also lowered their expectations, but Facebook notified only a few preferred investors of the reduced forecast. Facebook shares immediately fell more than 18%, and shareholders' class action suits started coming in by the boatload. But a federal judge has ruled that shareholders cannot sue for allegedly wrongful conduct that took place before an IPO. The judge also refused to let a New York state court resolve a suit brought by a man who claimed he canceled his order for 260 shares 3 hours before it was executed by NASDAQ. So thus far, it's Facebook won, shareholders lose, in an IPO that clearly was one for the books. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.